from the WUVT-FM Blacksburg studios, this is the New River Valley's local news source, WUVT News.
Missing Christiansburg girl found, human remains found in Bedford County barrel, and woman sues Starbucks over iced drink. All that, plus sports and weather on today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Ashley Wills. Missing Christiansburg 14-year-old Austin Hughes was found safe in Salem yesterday. Hughes was reported endangered and missing on Saturday. Authorities found her and 24-year-old Seth Kuhn of Salem in the parking lot of an apartment complex on Chesterfield Street. Kuhn has been arrested and charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor. He is being held at Roanoke County Salem Jail without bond. Hughes is still in Salem police custody. A Vinton woman called authorities on Saturday when she heard strange noises coming from inside a barrel. The woman, who lives on Trapper Lane, said that the barrel belonged to tenant Robert A. Wozniak. Wozniak, a tenant since January 2016, is being held in the Bedford Adult Detention Center without bond. Wozniak is charged with disposing of a body with malicious intent to avoid detection and 4 counts of obtaining money by false pretense. According to the search warrant, authorities collected swab samples, some of which were from the freezer, soil samples, a laptop, an iPad, and they also seized a white box with the word belly written on it. Investigators believe that the remains were several months old. Illinois woman Stacy Pincus has filed for a suit against Starbucks for $5 million. The suit alleges that Starbucks is purposefully deceiving customers by making them pay for more than the fluid ounces that they give. Her solution is for Starbucks to offer larger cups so that they can fit the ice and the promised amount of fluid ounces. The $5 million suit is said to be on behalf of every customer who has bought a cold drink at Starbucks in the last 10 years. Starbucks spokeswoman Jamie Riley said to NBC News that Pincus's claims are, quote, without merit, end quote. Now over to Josh with your Hokie Sports News.
Thanks, Ashley. I'm Josh Henry, and here is your Hokie Sports Update. The last ACC slate of the regular season ended on a high note for the softball team. They swept Virginia in resounding fashion, including a 15-0 shutout in Game 1 of a Sunday doubleheader. The 3 victories boost the Hokies to 28-27 on the season, finishing ACC play with a 13-11 conference record. The ladies wrap up their regular season this Tuesday in Tennessee when they take on East Tennessee State. It was a tough weekend up north for the Hokies baseball team. Their ACC weekend matchup with the Boston College Eagles started off well, a 5-0 shutout victory on Friday. The runs dried up on Saturday and Sunday, and the defense broke down, leading to 2 Eagles victories. The weekend drops the Hokies to 15-30 on the year. They travel to West Virginia to take on the Mountaineers for their next game this Tuesday. That's all for today's Hokie Sports Update. Now here's Nick with the weather.
Thanks, Josh. Today we experienced hot temperatures and high humidity with winds approaching 10 miles per hour. Skies have been mostly sunny with storm clouds mixing in throughout the day. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 p.m. tonight. Be on the lookout for a chance of thunderstorms starting this evening as a cold front begins to pass over our area. Tonight, the thunder will dissipate, but rain showers will still remain over our area. Overnight temperatures will drop down to 58 degrees as winds become calm. Tomorrow, we will see a chance of showers throughout the day, ending in the evening. The high temperature will be slightly cooler than today, only reaching 68 degrees. Winds will be light, picking up to about 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Skies will begin to clear up in the evening, with overnight lows dropping down to 48 degrees. Winds will stay at a steady breeze. On Wednesday, look for a chance of showers mainly in the afternoon and remaining throughout the evening. Temperatures will be cool with a high temperature in the low 60s. The low temperature will drop down to the mid-40s. On Thursday, the chance of showers will remain in the area throughout the day. High temperatures will be in the mid-50s and lows in the mid-40s. That's all from the WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Nick Miller. Back to you, Ashley.
Thanks, Nick. It's overcast in the New River Valley. It's 75 in Roanoke, 72 in Dublin and Pulaski, 73 in Marion, 64 near Bluefield, and it's 72 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Ashley Wills.
Hey, it's Mike Aubrey, the real estate expert. I spend a lot of time driving through neighborhoods. Guess what I see? Lost, confused homeowners. There's one now, driving in circles.
Hey, pal, need some help?
I've been looking for a better mortgage, but I'm not getting anywhere.
They're searching and searching for refinancing. But even though they are current on their payments, they just can't find a lower rate or better terms because they're underwater on their mortgages.
Talk about getting the runaround!
But there is one place to look if your mortgage is owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
Mike, can you get me out of here?
Come on, follow me. I've got the answer.
HARP, HARP. It's a government refinancing program that can save you money. See if you qualify at harp.gov.
Thanks, Mike. Now we're getting somewhere.
harp.gov, your best route to a better mortgage.
Thank you. to save myself. Detective Amanda and I. Flames going up in the sky. Flames going up in the sky.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Barbie. Want to go for a ride?
Yeah, what's up? Like, what's that?
That's the new WooV.
Oh, it's huge.
Satan's Jimmy.
What does it do?
All sorts of things. It's a new magazine from WUVT featuring music and movies,
ooh,
show reviews,
yeah.
Creative writing, editorials, and many more sorts of ways to please you.
Oh, Ken. When'd you get it?
Well, we've been writing while you sleep.
That's like a long time.
So many times.
So you should look at wuvt.vt.edu, click on WooV, and read the article.
You bet your bosom.
Okay.
So the WooV, yeah, it's up. You should look at it. Check it out. It's on our website, www.wuvt.vt.edu. Click on WooV. You can't miss it. Maybe listen to music while you read it. Interesting.
Yeah!
Thank you. The unofficial radio station of NASCAR is WUVT-FM, Blacksburg, Christiansburg, Radford. Living with the sin, a dirty
world all around. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party. Just let someone else do the driving. Hi, this is Ray Manzarek of The Doors for RAD. Please don't drink and drive, and don't drive with someone else who's been drinking.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.